Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hello everyone and welcome back. You're listening to another潘吉接你告诉你。My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那今天呢，我们要来对比一下啊。So we're pitting China.Against America.
Okay, making another comparison.
Comparison, China versus America when it comes to prospects of work,
okay.
of your professional life, 就是工作事业的发展、然后呢还有daily life, 日常生活包括娱乐呀、什么的出行、然后还有呢就是 love life, dating, marriage, 恋爱婚姻其实要讲的这些涉及了很多的面啦我们今天希望就是给大家一个 overview,、一个纵览、啊。那我们今天的推送里面呢就会把今天所有你在节目里面听到的关键词关键的句子都放出来。最近看到有朋友在我们的微信后台分享他自己的学习方法就是说他每天先听然后听了以后自己会做做笔记、然后呢他会点开我们的微信推送。他自己也 compare, 就是说他的笔记和我们官方的笔记他这个很帮助他学习啊。Great job, 然后我们也希望我们就是很用心做的每一篇的推送是能帮大家学得更好。所以呢关注我们开言英语开放的开言的言然后回复中美对比就可以了。首先 Spencer、我从来没问过你 What brought you to China? 你怎么会到中国来生活的
Oh man, that's a loaded question.
A loaded question, 就是说这是一个很复杂的问题。
I think we've probably talked about it a bit, but I mean really, when I was a kid, my best friend was a Chinese kid.
对
and we were together for like, we hung out for like 10 years.So because of that, I was always interested in China. I was also interested in Japan. So I first came here on a short-term study abroad in college in 2008.
先是大学里面你说 study abroad 就是交换。
Yeah, but I was here for like a month. I mean, basically we came to China. We were supposed to study about...culture a bit and we went to all these different places and that was about it. I was here for about a month in 2008 and I was like, wow, that was crazy. I have to come back. You know, I don't
know. 你说的 crazy 是个应该是 positive 的吧
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it, for me, it was just like just something so different than before coming to China, the only other countries I'd been to in my life were England and the Netherlands.
So like, 就是比较也是西方。
Yeah, yeah, you know, not a big difference. You know, so when I came here, China just kind of smacked me in the face with difference. I thought, wow, you know, this is something I think I'd like to experience, you know, much more in depth.
So China turned your world upside down.
Yeah.
把你的世界观重塑。从头到底翻了一个个儿啊。
对。
那我就是遇到很多的外国人啊年轻的也好稍微年长中年的也好他们都觉得在中国的这个机会真的是非常多。So when it comes to work, to career prospects. So career prospects, 就是你的事业的发展事业的这个未来的一些走向。你觉得在中国因为这个市场 is so dynamic, the growth is so robust.
Yeah.
这个经济增长虽然现在比前两年低一点但是 when you compare it to most of the developed economies, it still dwarfs those, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, having, you know, being here, I mean, pretty much I agree. I mean, there's a lot of different opportunities and it's, overall, it's just exciting for me, nevertheless. Like, the things I get to do here, I don't really think I could do them back at home.
比如说成为开言的主播然后
能
够来做一个这样的内容人分享自己喜欢的东西。
Of course, you know, working here with you, Jenny, but as well as the other things that I get involved with, you know, living here in Shanghai. It's a different way of living in it, and... I enjoy what I've achieved for myself, you know, while being here. Yeah.
你刚刚用到词 exciting, 我觉得这个也是我听到外国人用的 特别多的一个词，就为什么他们来中国，嗯，然后为什么，嗯，啊选择住在这里，很喜欢这儿，
yeah.
我就觉得就是这个这种 excitement、
yeah.
是自己的国家可能很难。
Yeah, I mean when you know when you're at home, it's you know you kind of feel like it's the same old thing, you know,、and if you if
same you, old same old 就是
yeah,
一成不变的。
Yeah, exactly. I mean it's just like if you're.You know, if you always stay there or you never leave, it's like you never experience much else in the world, and it's good to get out and try something different. You know, me included, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people in the West who are kind of turned off by the idea of the conventional life that is a 9-to-5 job, get up, go to work, go home, get up, go to work, mm-hmm. go home. And, you know, it's just kind of a cycle. So coming out here, even if you do have a 9-to-5 job here in China, at least the scenery is totally different. The environment is totally different. So there's still some sort of stimulation.
你说 stimulation 就是很刺激的。即使在中国你也做了一个 9-to-5 job, 就是朝九晚五的工作。
Mm-hmm, exactly.
这个工作的机会什么虽然很多而且有很多你自己意想不到 unexpected opportunities.
Yeah, yeah, because there's still things here that aren't quite as established as they are back in the States. So like you can come here and you know maybe you know do something that's already been done in the States that hasn't quite been done here yet. So you could do that. Or you could just do something that's totally new. But the thing is, you're right, the market is robust and there's a lot of new opportunities.
那但是我想问的就是等于说到钱啊什么的、talk about salary, you know, pay, money, 但在美国工资会高很多是吗 or、not necessarily.
Well,、well, I mean, it definitely depends on what you're doing.、definitely depends on what you're doing.、I do think that personally, if I was back in the States right now working a 9-to-5 job, I mean, I have a master's degree,、you know, and...there's whatever 9-to-5 job I have back in the States, overall, I'd probably make more money than I'm making here right now, in like real dollars, you know. But, my expenses would be more.
但是 expenses 就是你的开支也比较大。
My expenses would be more, that's for sure. And, you know, there's just kind of a trade-off, you know.Money's important. Money's definitely important, you know. But I don't necessarily think it's everything, you know. I feel like the life experience that I've gained by living here is invaluable.
你觉得这在这儿得到的这种生活的经历是钱换不来的，对吧？可能在美国工资高一点，但没有这个 experience. 而且在美国你说 expenses are higher.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've actually heard a lot of foreigners say that in...You know, monetary real dollar terms, they might be making a little bit less money here, but they actually have more disposable income.
Yeah.
但他们说，虽然工资可能比那个他们自己国家水平要低一点，但是他们的那个可支配收入比较高，因为这儿 overall 可能物价和欧美比起来还是稍微低一点，so.他们用的很多人会用一个词 we are netting more money.
Yeah.
To net 就是你自己最后纯拿到手的钱。
Yeah, and honestly, I agree with that. You know, for whatever reason it is, you know, but you know, since having been here back in China these past 2 years, I've been back for 2 years now. I've been on vacation more times than I ever was back in the States, and I have more savings at the moment than I ever had too.You know, so there's certain things to be said about that.
对对对，不错哎。那你也是蛮有 financial discipline， 就是你自己还挺自律的花钱方面。
This is true, actually. I think.
但是存钱的美国人。
对，关于这个方面，我比较像中国人的。
You save money.
Yeah.
好，那然后呢？我觉得说说日常生活，我自己感觉到最大的中国和北美的区别就是。可能也是因为我们住在一个大城市、上海 so there's so much going on every day、然后到晚上很晚可能 you still have things to do 然后在美国 but I guess in a big city like New York it also never it's a city that never sleeps 然后你要出去要去买点东西吃点东西干嘛都比较方便
yeah、I mean you know、I lived in New York as you guys know、for a period of time and yeah I mean it's a 24-hour city especially、if you look at the subway it's 24 hours but I think Shanghai, at least living in, you know, Neihuan, like living in the center of the city.
Inner ring road.
Yeah, the inner ring, you know, living in the Zhongxin, in the center of Shanghai, I feel like there's a... I feel like it's even more convenient here late night than it is there, depending on where you live.
我觉得就是亚洲的生活是比较 everything is walkable, right? Mm-hmm. Because we just don't have 就是没有那种汽车，
对，本来没有汽车
那么多的保有量嘛。然后如果这么多车也是有很大的问题，所以 you know you've got a really good public transportation system, and then 因为在中国这个大城市 you've got a huge population 就是 very condensed population、mm-hmm. 所以它有很多服务就是也很方便
exactly
然后在美国呢除非是特别大的城市啊、mm-hmm. 我觉得很多跟美国一些小城市来的人他说哎呦我即使是在中国比较小的城市也比我们那儿要就是热闹
yeah definitely
是吧热闹这个词是
yeah, big time 热闹
热闹
more lively
热闹 yeah, yeah. just more stuff going on
more happening
对 more happening 啊、
yeah.
那还有一点我也听过有些美国人说的就是他们觉得比如上海还是一个很安全的地方
yeah
they feel like yeah. it's actually safer here
I think 这里没有任何的枪击案
因为
好像是
对 gun ownership is a, you know it's
yeah,
an important
yeah.
part of American culture but yeah. it's also caused a lot of problems
跟我们的宪法有关
对、yeah. 所以美国会有一些就是治安我们英语可以说
治安 public safety
啊对
OK
很多人会觉得在中国那个像在上海这样的城市治安还不错的 因为在美国可能你到晚上一个人上街不管是男的还是女的 it might not be very safe 你可能会觉得有些怕那很多人说呀很晚我走在上海的马路上什么 for most parts 啊、mm-hmm. 这城市很多的地方你就不会觉得危险啊什么、
yeah.
you don't feel like you're in danger
yeah 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 that's true
好那最后很快的时间我觉得我们稍微说说恋爱啊什么的
对、yeah. 又要说恋爱
对我听过有一些外国人他就说在这儿好像恋爱的那个love life 也比较 exciting they meet more people here I don't know if you find that to be true 你自己
I think when I first came you know I was kind of like in my honeymoon period
刚到中国的
蜜
月期
对蜜月期对吧I think during that time you know I was like you know more optimistic about it or more excited about it and I yeah I kind of agreed with thatBut more and more recently, I don't know, I don't know if I've just been longing for something a little more culturally similar to me in terms of a partner or what, but lately I don't share that sentiment as much as I used to.
就是你思想改变啊，刚来的时候可能觉得哎，这里 the dating scene, 就是这个整个约会的这个世界的 dating scene 是比较 exciting、
yeah.
但是现在慢慢你说真的要找到能够跟你 click intellectually、
yeah.
心灵上能交流的、
yeah.
你反而是觉得很难的
yeah yeah、嗯、I've started to feel much more like that and you know I don't really think that has anything to do with China you know China's always been China
对
China will always be China you know I think it has more to do with me and my own personalwants and this doesn't mean that other foreigners here can't find satisfaction or love or anything like that here and I will say when I you know I first came here because the population is so big I was like oh my god 到处都是美女 you know I thought oh my god there's beautiful women everywhere but you know Jenny it's not about quantity it's about quality
对就我觉得可能因为你自己也成熟成长 you've matured so your view your、
yeah.
take on things is different because、yeah. I certainly do meet a lot of younger foreigners、
mm-hmm.
men and women when they first come here just like、
yeah.
you said 因为这里人好多不管是中国人还是外国人就是 you simply have more access to more people
yeah
对吧、
yeah.
但是后来就像你说的quantity is one thing but quality is another
yeah and I highly valueQuality, so.
好那今天呢我们问了一下 Spencer 他在中国这些年的一些 personal experience so we compared China versus America in many different regards.
Yeah.
不知道大家是否喜欢今天的节目啊？如果你对这个话题有任何自己的想法和观点，我们 we'd love to hear from you. So make sure you leave your comments.
That's right. Leave them here with us, guys.
对，那开言呢也会继续为你带来精彩的 explore 去探索中美文化差异的节目，然后帮你实际掌握口语的付费课程。希望大家喜欢。We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.